The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis teaches us Tana. If somebody does not have a full-fledged doorpost, the Hemedla Malbein shall cut him. So he just took some sticks to make it into a doorpost. Chaytech Shveres, he takes a piece of hollow wood from that doorway, menicha, and he puts the mezuzah into that piece of wood, and that's how he puts it on the door. On that comments the Gemara, Amar of Achabarei Durava, Loi Shana, this halacha that you could do put the mezuzah on the door that way, El Shehemid, is that first you put up the doorway, Ulpsoif Chotach, and then you put up the mezuzah. But, says the Gemara, avchotach, if first you put on the mezuzah case, viniach, and you put it on the doorway, ulpsoif hemet, and then you put up the doorway, psula, that mezuzah is possible, because tasav loy menasu means that you have to put up the mezuzah before you put up. You have to put up the door and then the mezuzah. Not that the other way around, that the mezuzah is already on the door, that the mezuzah is already on the door before the door is even created. This is actually not the first time in our sugya where we encounter the issue of tasav loy menasu. Because we had a Gemara on the previous Amud, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Reshkalusa Bonabesa, Reshkalusa built a home, and Amalele Rav Nachman, and he told Rav Nachman, Kavale Mezuzah, I'm building a home, I have doorways, please put up mezuzahs. Amalele Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Tole Da Shibaresha, first put up the door, and only after you put up the doors, will I be able to put up the mezuzah? And Rashi explains, the reason Rav Nachman told him first put up the doorways and then I could put up the mezuzah, because otherwise, as we just learned in the Gemara, there will be a problem of tasoi v'loi mina asoi. Tosfos disagrees with that approach, and Tosfos says, not that Tosfos disagrees on the concept of tasoi v'loi mina asoi. You can't disagree on the concept of tasav loy menasu. What Tosfos disagrees is that Tosfos says that Gemara, the issue wasn't tasav loy menasu. The issue was a different issue. As the previous piece of Gemara over there taught us, we know that when you need to determine on which door do you put the mezuzah, so the Gemara teaches us, derech biyasa. It always goes to the right. And then, the previous piece of Gemara here discussed, however, let's say you don't know which is the Derech B'Yoscha. What are you to do? So the Gemara taught us that you rely on Heket Seer, you rely on the hinge. So that was the situation, says Tosfos, that Rav Nachman was discussing with the Reish Galusa, where the door did not have a hinge yet, and that was the only way to determine which side should have the mezuzah. So he says, you got to put up the door. So I could see the hinge and make a determination. The Rambam has a different approach. The Rambam's approach is, because the Rambam follows his shita in Hilchos Tefillah Mezuzah, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says that any doorway that doesn't have a physical door, even if you'll have a doorpost, you'll have the mashkoif, you still would not be mechuyev in mezuzah. And therefore the Rambam says, Rav Nachman says, in order to be chayev in mezuzah, you have to put up the door first. And that's why he says, first put up the doors, there'll be a chiv deraisa to put up the mezuzah, and then afterwards, I'll put up the mezuzahs. But clearly, it seems that even if you follow the opinion of Tosfos, or you follow the opinion of Rambam in explaining that Gemara, that doesn't take away the halach of Tas v'lo menasei. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Pei Tes, Sif Hei, Paskins, cover mezuzos ha-Pesach. If you put the mezuzah on the doorway by the Telusha while it's still disconnected, V'achach Chibur le-Pesach, and then afterwards you put up the door, the halacha is that that mezuzah is psula, and the reason it's possible is because of Tasa v'loi mina asu. So, where do we learn, that Tasa v'loi mina asu is asur by is asur by mezuzah? So the Urayim says, because the Torah, when it teaches us the halacha of mezuzah, says v'chesaftem al mezuzos. From here we learn that you should put up the mezuzah after you already have a mezuzah. You should have the mezuzah standing, and then after that, put the mezuzah on. That's how you. And so, according to Urayim, it's a special limud that's taught to us in Hilchas Mezuzah, and the Urayim will hold that this is a deraisa, the din of Tasev Loi Menasri. Rashi, the Remask of Tolui, on Lamed Gimel Amet Aleph, has a different source for Tasev Loi Menasri. He says, we learn it from Tzitzis. The Gemara we're going to have in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Mem Amet Beis teaches us, V'asu Lohem Tzitzis, teaches us the Gemara, that if you put on the Tzitzis, before the Beged was obligated in having tzitzis, it's not considered that you fulfilled the mitzvah. So from mezuzah, we learn the same halacha. And we actually have a Gemara by Masechta Sukkah as well. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us that in constructing a sukkah, there's also a din of Tasa V'loi Menasui. The most noticeable place where it is that first you shouldn't put up the schach and then the walls. Put up the walls and then the schach. And the Gemara goes into a discussion there. Does it also apply when you make a lulav? But not a question is that if the Torah teaches us specifically that by tzitzis and by sukkah, there's a din of tasa v'loi menasui. So we have a situation, asked the Mefarshim, of shnei ksum abayim kechad. We have a rule throughout Shas. Whenever the Torah tells us the same halacha twice, what the Torah means to teach us is that only where the Torah taught us the halacha does the halacha apply. Where the Torah does not teach us the halacha, the halacha doesn't apply. So we have here a very fundamental question. Why is this not considered a situation of shnei ksum abayim kechad ein melamdim? Because the Torah taught it us by tzitzis. The Torah taught us by sukkah. It seems that only where the Torah says it does the halacha apply. Where the Torah doesn't say it, the halacha would not apply. That's a question that the Mefarshim try to understand in approaching this sugya. So certainly, if we follow the Urayim, it's not a question, because the Urayim says that the Torah teaches us specifically by mezuzah, the chesafter al mezuzahs. So it's not, we're not relying on tzitzis, and we're not relying on sukkah. We have a limud by mezuzah itself. Other Rishonim say the way we know the din of tasav aloymen ha'osui by mezuzah is because the Torah says v'ksharta v'ksafta. So just like by the Torah says v'ksharta, that there's a din of tasav aloymen ha'osui by tefillin, so the Torah is makish mezuzah to tefillin with a specific hekish. Others want to say, what are we going to do with Rashi? So they want to suggest that even Rashi, what Rashi means to say is that the Torah is not saying specially mudim by tzitzis, especially mudim by sukkah. And now we have a question
of Shnei Ksumei Boim Kechanei Melamdim. Rather, what the Torah means to do here is teach us what does a Siyah mean? What does a Siyah mean? Does a Siyah mean that the definition of a Siyah means that you did it in a fashion that's not Taso V'loi Mina Osui? That is the definition of a Siyah.